If you ask State Senator Joe Schiavone about how to stem the rising tide of opioid deaths in Ohio, he'll tell you he's been pushing a proposal to deal with that.
Yeah, I've had a bill out for a little under a year. It's actually been proposed in the Senate to allocate 10% of the rainy day fund to deal with education for kids, making sure that police have the tools to do their job, and rehabilitation and reconnecting families on the back end of the addiction. And so it's a $200 million plan over 2 years in order to reach all of those goals.
Schiavone says he thinks local communities need to be empowered to help with the problem on the front lines.
If we're getting people to rehabilitation, after 30 days, they're coming out and there's no wraparound service for them. There's no way for them to sustain that their sobriety, and they're really, really struggling. And so it's about giving those locals the tools necessary in order to deal with it.
That's a point on which former Ohio Attorney General and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau Chief Richard Cordray agrees.
State government can be much more effective if it partners with local governments, listens to local governments, gets them the resources they need, and makes sure that the state government is doing pulling its weight on this problem just as much as local governments who have been, you know, largely on their own.
Cordray unveiled his plan alongside Columbus City officials, noting the state has cut money for local governments in recent years. And he says that's a problem because the solution has to include everyone.
This is an all-hands-on-deck problem, and it has to be law enforcement, and it has to be the people who are experts in mental health and drug addiction, and it has to be everybody in the community that is affected by this all coming together to solve it.
Former Ohio Supreme Court Justice Bill O'Neill says the state needs to focus on helping opioid addicts get into treatment. He says that starts with dealing with the shortage of treatment beds.
We have to reopen the statewide mental health network with regional hospitals. Otherwise, we just have to accept we're going to lose 5,000 people a year and more. It's going up at the rate of 1,000 a year, by the way.
O'Neill says there's another key ingredient, legalized marijuana.
If you legalize marijuana, the Colorado experiment has shown that the use of heroin goes down 25%, the deaths from heroin go down 25%, and we generate $500 million in new sales taxes for marijuana sales.
That's a point on which former Congressman and former Cleveland Mayor Dennis Kucinich agrees.
Now, the state's made a mess of the medical marijuana program that the people of Ohio intended for people to have options in pain management. I have talked to people who have used marijuana for their pain management, and they have told me that they were able to get off opioids.
Kucinich says he has a comprehensive program for more treatment of all kinds, including holistic remedies. And he says the state needs to give Ohioans better and more affordable health care options in general.
There's a lot of money being spent in health care, but when it's for profit, a big chunk of that money is going for corporate profits, stock options, executive salaries, advertising, marketing, the cost of paperwork. I'm about to roll out the particulars of a health care plan that will address a comprehensive health, but it also involving individuals in their own care.
Kucinich, who pushed a Medicare for All plan when he was in Congress, isn't giving details of his plan yet. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control says opioid overdoses soared nearly 30% last year, killing an estimated 14 Ohioans a day. And while any solution to the crisis is expensive, a report from Ohio State says the crisis is costing Ohio nearly $9 billion a year. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.